Hello, my love, and welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn, and this is Mind Flowers, an immersive archive of stimulating messages and integrative practices deeply rooted in my studies and initiations with metaphysics, energetics, and self-sovereignty. If you're searching for more depth, more meaning, more life, you just hit the lick, my love. You are about to discover new dimensions of yourself. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. Beauty is eternity, gazing at itself in the mirror. You are eternity, and you are the mirror. Do you understand that you are God playing hide and seek with herself? This deep truth has sprinkled itself into the collective consciousness since the beginning of time, and today's lecture is going to uncover some of these truths as we walk the path back to ourselves. What I know for sure is that the environment influences us, and we influence the environment. We are so intimately connected with our environment, it's obvious that we go together. The beauty of the trees and the flowers would mean nothing. It would have no purpose without eyes to see and a nose to smell. It's kind of like that question, if a tree falls and there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? No, it doesn't make a sound because there's not a brain present to detect the movement of the particles that disrupt the vibratory field that we interpret as sound. Without you, there's no reason for the mountains to form and the air to oxygenize. The world needs you to exist so it can be witnessed in all its glory. And you need the world to exist so you can actualize into all of yours. Our skin responds to the intensity of the sun's rays. That is the environment influencing us. We pollute the earth and she catches a fever. That's us influencing the environment. Can you see how this is a game of catch? Each party informing the next move of the game? And really, it's amazing what nature comes up with to ensure that life always wins. That's universal law, by the way. Life is programmed to always prevail because the very existence of the universe functions on this notion. You don't have a life. You are life. Let's make this make sense. So think of a sales transaction, right? There's the seller and then there's the buyer. They are two parties that are engaged within the same experience. And they're so intimately connected that the actual sales transaction cannot take place without both. The very act of selling something means something was bought. That transaction would not have happened without both parties coming into the same experience. Reality is always transforming, and as such, those who exist within it are always adapting. Now, if you're a longtime listener, I know you've heard me say before that how you do one thing is how you do everything. The approach you take toward life doesn't change depending on the area of life you're focusing on, because as above, so below, as within, so without. This means you eat in the same manner you have sex. So if you're a quick eater, you're probably also a fast-paced lover. You probably also function with a general sense of urgency that contributes to your anxiety, and you also probably don't have a lot of patience. These are all safe to assume because how you do one thing is how you do everything. How you date is how you drive. Your messy house is a reflection of your messy mind. We can see this same truth in how the universe operates. There's the seven branches of the cosmos, the seven spheres of the earth, the seven systems of the body. You are star stuff. The same elements that collided to make the stars shine are the very same elements that came together to animate you. Just as the wave is what the ocean does, you are something that the whole universe participates in. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. John 1:14-15. The purpose of one's physical existence is to manifest the perfection of the infinite through the vehicle of the physical body. Woo! Whew, that was a mouthful, but I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. Basically, what I'm saying is God incarnated as you to experience himself. You are God. All of these clues point to the absolute truth that nature is a manifestation of its own intelligence. It is a self-contained, dynamic, living organism that adheres to its own systems and affects itself with its own actions. Just as the universe is constantly expanding, you are constantly unfolding. So this is your permission slip to breathe easy. You have a built-in safety net. It is impossible to fall because you are the intelligence that flies. You don't have to have everything figured out because the system works itself out as it goes along. My only job is to enjoy the show. When I start to forget that life is pre-programmed to win, I bring myself back to reality by remembering Wu Wei. So Wu Wei is a Chinese philosophy that abdicates non-action, as in not taking any action that is not in harmony with the natural course of the universe. Going against this natural course is perversion, which keeps you stuck in illusion and suffering. The sacred and profane share a border. That border gets crossed when we take unnecessary, unnatural action. When you discover that there's nothing left to do but let it happen, you suddenly realize that you are what happens. When we be who we are, we understand what is. That's what we call being self-so, or what is so of itself. Self-contained. You are God and God is you. You exist because God wanted to be you so bad. Yes. When you know who you are, you must rise to the occasion. The best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself because rising tides lift all boats. Life knows what it's doing. And by default, that means you know what you're doing. You could be doing anything, but you chose to spend time with me. And I am so grateful because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you loved what you listened to, it would mean so much if you shared this with your friends. Thank you for being here. I love you and I life you.